Well, Jack, we saw record floods in Detroit this week. The pictures I saw made it seem some folks might have been better off traveling by boat in the Detroit area rather than by car. What is this going to mean for Michigan's infrastructure?
Well, it's clear this event is going to cost lots and lots of money. It's not, of course, just Detroit. It's the entire metro area. There are still freeways that are closed and ramps that have collapsed. And the question is, who's going to pay for that? A spokesman for MDOT said this is money, the money to fix this. What they're doing now would have been used for other maintenance. Something has to give. And the question is, will other repairs be put off, or will the legislature appropriate more money in light of this to fix it and maybe to do some things about antiquated storm drains, for example, to prevent it from happening again?
The state Senate is likely to vote today on legislation to allow wolf hunting in Michigan. The petition-initiated legislation would give a state commission direct control over decisions on which animals can be hunted. The initiative is meant to rule out two referendums on wolf hunting laws adopted by the legislature. If the vote goes as expected, Jack, does that mean Michigan voters won't have a say on the issue come November?
Apparently so, and I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today. It's been a long and convoluted process, but the bottom line is that Michigan legislators, especially the Republican majority, wants people to have the right to hunt wolves for sport. A lot of conservation groups, the United States Humane Society is very much against this. 2 years ago, they got signatures for a ballot proposal that would outlaw it. The legislature avoided that by sort of a subterfuge. This year, the same thing is happening again. And what they're going to do, apparently, the plan is to pass this. There was an initiative, to be sure, by people who like hunting to allow wolves to continue to be hunted. The legislature is going to approve that. If you approve an initiative, it makes it a law without the governor having to sign it. But they're also going to add, bizarrely, a small amount of money to fight invasive species. The reason they're doing that has nothing to do with this amendment. It's to prevent people from overturning it with a referendum. So the people who are against wolf hunting say they may sue. We'll just simply have to see.
And finally, what to do about charter schools is on the minds of many education leaders. This week, State Superintendent Mike Flanagan says he might stop 11 charter school authorizers from opening new schools. And now the State Board of Education has moved forward with recommendations for ways the state legislature can make charter schools more transparent and accountable. What kinds of changes do you think we'll see happening with charter schools as we look to the coming school year?
What the State Board of Education did probably will have no real effect in law. The State Board of Education is dominated by Democrats. The legislature is primarily Republican, but of course this transcends this issue to some extent. The Detroit Free Press had a huge series last month exposing a whole lot of abuses in the charter school system. Now Mike Flanagan, the state superintendent of public instruction, has put 11 of the 40 entities that charter schools on notice that either they need to clean up their act or they're not going to close their schools, but starting in November, they won't be allowed to charter anymore. The charter school people have dug their heels in. They say this is outrageous, nothing wrong, they don't need to fix anything. It's interesting, though, that in the State Board of Education's action yesterday, even the Republican minority who opposed the whole recommendation thought the superintendent was within his rights in telling these folks, as I read it, to kind of get their act together. So I think there's going to be much more scrutiny of charter schools by the state in the future, partly because of this series that showed a lot of things were going wrong.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks for your insights.
Have a great day.